The loan comparison site, LendingTree, drawing on data from the Federal Reserve, reports that as a percentage of disposable income, America's non-housing related debt is higher than it has been since measurement began a half century ago. Collectively speaking, our outstanding consumer debt, says the site, is equivalent to more than 26% of our income. With interest rates low, that burden is still a pinch for many, rather than a gouging bite. But unlike with our skyrocketing federal debt, this cascading obligation is still achingly personal, with reminders coming in the mail month after month. In December, the personal finance site NerdWallet reported that average revolving credit card balances for households with debt, the "you owe this amount" figure that carries over from one billing statement to the next, totaled $6,929. Even those without a credit card overhang or massive student loan debt find themselves facing a gauntlet of recurring charges each month. The cost of health insurance and medical care have each risen much faster than paychecks have. Over the past decade, out-of-pocket costs to workers from higher insurance deductibles have climbed 8 times as much as wages, notes the Kaiser Family Foundation. More than a quarter of adults did without needed medical care in 2017 because they couldn't afford it, says the Fed. Yes, housing costs nationwide have moderated, but importantly, not in the places where the jobs are. Want to work for a Silicon Valley startup or a biotech firm in Boston? 6 in 10 renters making up to $75,000 a year will pay upwards of 30% of their income in rent in San Jose. 4 in 10 will do so in Boston, according to Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. Here, in housing, healthcare, and the cost of college, too, is where the superinflation hits hardest for a significant share of the nation today. And it's quite hard to find 3 areas of consumption that define the middle-class standard of living more than affording a decent home or being able to send your kids to college or cover health care costs should any of your family fall sick, says Reeves of Brookings. This tripartite gap, in particular, may well be what has convinced many younger Americans that they won't ever reach one critical milestone in the great American journey, living better than their parents did. Only half of the 15 to 26-year-olds in a recent poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research thought they would.